From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. According to a recent Trump tweet, China will not be able to hurt American farmers, indicating he's ready to extend tariff aid for farmers into 2020. AgWeb.com reports the tweet comes days after the president extended the trade war with China by announcing 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of additional goods. China retaliated by halting purchases of U.S. ag products. The escalation of the trade war was met, however, with disappointment from the American Farm Bureau Federation. U.S. beef exports to South Korea set a new monthly value record in June of $178.3 million, pushing first-half exports 15% ahead of last year's record pace. With a strong second half, exports to Korea could approach $2 billion in 2019. U.S. Meat Export Federation's Jihei Yang notes that since the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement began in 2012, per capita beef consumption in Korea has increased from 22 to 27.5 pounds per year. Supplies of Mexican avocados should pick up after going through a shortfall this summer. Calavo Growers Vice President Rob Whedon tells ThePacker.com Mexico's Flora Loca, or off-bloom crop, should peak sometime between now and early September. Whedon says that will be followed by the Aventejada crop in September with big numbers in October when the main crop comes on and California and Peru are done. He expects Mexico to have a larger crop next year. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.